Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is in Brussels today doing something he's been getting a lot of practice at lately, apologizing.
We didn't take a broad enough view of our responsibility. And that was a mistake, and I'm sorry for it.
He offered similar apologies last month to lawmakers in the U.S. after that massive data scandal where information from tens of millions of users was acquired by the British political consulting firm Cambridge Analytica. But his apology in Europe comes as new sweeping privacy regulations take effect on Friday that are more stringent than what Facebook has to deal with here in the U.S. Joining us to talk about this is Ina Fried, chief technology correspondent for Axios. Hi, Ina.
Hey, Jeremy.
So Facebook, obviously an American company, but they've come under scrutiny around the world, including in Europe. What kind of reception are we seeing today?
I think the European legislators are more aggressive and better prepared than their U.S. counterparts and more inclined to take action, which is the key question is what really comes of this? Is it just a chance for people to say, ooh, bad Facebook, you bad? Or is it, you know, going to lead to actual action of some kind?
And Zuckerberg said the company has taken a number of steps to make sure that what happened with Cambridge Analytica won't happen again. Let's listen.
First, when you use an app, it's now only going to get limited access to your information, your name, your profile photo, and your email address, unless they've gone through a full review. So that's much less information than apps can get on mobile platforms today. Second, if you haven't used an app in 3 months, we're going to prevent that app from accessing your information until you authorize it again. Third, last month, we showed everyone on the top of their newsfeed a tool with a list of all of the apps that they've used, as well as a simple way to remove permissions for any apps that they no longer want to access.
Again, Zuckerberg talking there to the European Parliament. Ina, was there anything new there about what he said, new steps that Facebook is taking?
It's not new, but it is worth keeping in mind. I mean, he's right. Facebook has done a bunch of things. And it's worth remembering that the Cambridge Analytica, you know, whole thing used some holes that had been closed actually several years ago. So some of this, in a sense, is old news. I think what you're hearing the Europeans really focus on is just the power and the central information that Facebook still has. You know, I think the Cambridge Analytica holes have actually been plugged. It's more Facebook's overall role in protecting elections and being a potential source for disinformation, as well as just its power as a social media platform.
Well, on that point about its power, there was a question of whether it's a monopoly. That kept coming up today. Here's the German lawmaker Manfred Weber.
Would you consider your company as a monopoly? And I have to say, as a politician, I believe in markets and rules, but I also want to stop all kinds of possible monopolies. And that's why I think it is time to discuss breaking Facebook monopoly, because it's already too much power in only one hand. So I ask you simply, and that is my final question, can you convince me not to do so?
And here's what Zuckerberg said.
It feels like there are new competitors coming up every day. There are competitors that reach tens and hundreds of millions of people. And we're constantly needing to evolve our service in order to stay relevant and serve people well. So that feels like it's a competitive environment where there are many choices that people have.
Ina, is the idea of breaking up Facebook a real concern?
I mean, I think it's definitely a concern for Facebook. It's obviously the fate that they would most like to avoid. I think the question is, would it really happen? And I think it's worth remembering in history, the European Union was very tough on Microsoft back in its heyday of power, but didn't actually take steps to break it up, unlike the U.S., which actually never did break it up, but took steps in that direction. So, I mean, that's obviously the worst case scenario for Facebook. There has been talk of, you know, should they have to split some of the companies they've acquired, WhatsApp, Instagram, et cetera, back into separate companies. But, you know, again, the question is who would really do that?
Do you think Zuckerberg appeared to be more transparent today than maybe he did when he was with the Congress in the U.S.?
I think it's a pretty similar tone. I mean, certainly I believe Facebook has honed its message over the months that it's been dealing with this. I think they have a pretty, you know, standard approach now, apologize for the past, talk about needing to move forward, talk about the steps that they're taking. So I think they've honed their message really well. The question is, you know, how receptive are the ears? And I think, you know, the Europeans are tougher. They're tougher in general in antitrust law, in going after American tech companies. So I think the question is really how the ears hearing it, not the message.
We just have a few seconds here, but what did he say today about fake accounts? He talked a lot about that.
I think they're getting better at detecting them, but so are the people creating them. So this is an arms race kind of thing.
That's Ina Fried joining us from Axios. Ina, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.